You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Faces of Tochim. The din is a kenyan erev Pesach. Sof machlamincha ad shetech. Like a person valid even said halacha. A ma'aser or it's in the afternoon, 3 o'clock. Let's say on by us, I guess it's about 4 o'clock. What's what we call samach, a half hour before mincha ketana, right? So you can't eat. What can't you eat? So Tosafos, you can't eat matzah shira. I don't see any Sfaradim here, so it's not Negeya us, most of us, any Sfaradim. Nobody's here Sfaradim. But we don't eat Matzah Shira anyway, the whole Erev Pesach. We don't eat Pesach Sfaradim. So it means this, you shouldn't eat Matzah Shira. We hold, like the Rambam Shita, that Shochanah Paskins, not to overeat in the afternoon. Meaning, you could eat anything, right? Obviously, you're not going to eat Matzah because we don't eat Matzah. You're not going to eat Chametz because it's also eat Chametz, right? And what else did they eat? You're allowed to eat vegetables, meat, fish, but not to overdo it, because it takes away the appetite from the matzah, and like the Rashi and Rashbam says, that you have to eat the matzah with a teyavin. We should say it's like a hidden mitzvah. But so in other words, we don't eat matzah, we don't eat in afternoon, not to take away the teyavin for the matzah, right? The matzah that night. So the Mishnah says, at shetechshach. So Tosis is bothered, why does it say at shetechshach? If you're not allowed to eat in afternoon because of the matzah, when does matzah start at night? So therefore, what does the Mishnah have to say it for? Also in the Braisa, where it says you shouldn't eat Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, it says you don't eat Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov because it shouldn't take away from the Sudas Shabbos, Sudas Yom Tov. Doesn't say anything about Shetechshach. So why those two extra words, Shetechshach? So we said, Tosis says that like this. So basically we'll speak it out, that there's a din called Tosefes Shabbos. We all know there's a mitzvah, Deraisa Pashas, that to be Mekabel Shabbos and Yom Tov early. In other words, if Shabbos this week was 7:30 around, or whatever, 7:20, so you Mekabel it a few minutes earlier. That's why it's always best to daven mincha a little earlier. And Rishayim say, Meshavu Paskins, really you should articulate it. It's important to know. I'm being Mekabel Kedusha Shabbos. So it's automatically at a certain point. We don't know what the shir is, but there's this man called Tosefes Shabbos. So we do it during the summer. Now I see people do it even now. As I was walking to Shul, I saw people coming back already. So you makabel Shabbos 6 o'clock. Now that's a mitzvah Tosef Shabbos. But how do you know? No, the Gemara Darshan is that Tosef Shabbos makes it that malachas are asa. Right? You're not chayv skila. You're not chayv olav. There's a mitzvah. You're even nisa if you do malach at that time. But how do you know? But Tosef says you can even be yotze the mitzvahs. And Tosef's raya is from a Gemara in Brachas. So the Gemara says Rav used to make the daven early and make Kiddush. So Tosis understands from there that in the Zman of Tosef Shabbos can be Yotze Mitzvahs. We mentioned that Rishayim seem to argue on it, the Rambam for sure, who doesn't hold of Tosef Shabbos, holds he can make Kiddush in that time. So obviously that Gemara has nothing to do with Tosef Shabbos. But the point is that Tosis does hold, and this is what we hold halacha, that you can have, you can eat your meal early, you can make Kiddush as the Gemara. Kiddush early, you can make the Suda early, right? That's what we do during the summer. Some people are makbet to eat a kazais at the end, but basically the Velt is not so makbet. They eat Shabbos early, right, and so forth. You're yaitzah the mitzvahs. In other words, Tosefes Shabbos makes it, you can be yaitzah the mitzvahs. So Tosefes says, you can be yaitzah Suda Shabbos, you can be yaitzah Kiddush. You would think you could be yaitzah matzah. There's no reason not to be yaitzah matzah either. If you makabel Shabbos Yom Tov early, right? Like this year, by the time we'll get to Pesach this year, Shki will probably be, anybody know, imagine 7:45 or so, till you sit down. So, be Mekabel Yom Tov early. No, not as far as the matzah. As far as the matzah, you have to eat it dafke at night. That's why it's a tesh. How do we know that? Because since matzah is hookish to the Karban Pesach, and Karban Pesach is Balayla, it says, V'achus Abbas Balayla. So, Vada, like Avriel said last week, right? You get a mazel tov too, I heard. that the pshat is that it can't make it in tonight. It's Kedushas Pesach on, what's this year, on Friday. But it's not the night. You can't make it into the night. It doesn't become Saturday, right? So therefore, in matzah you have to eat night, and a step further, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Meila the Koishul Kiddush also has to be night. That's why we don't make, by the time you get to your matzah, it's probably an hour, 2 hours into the Seder. So why not be Mekabel Yom Tov early? Teretz is because of the Dalet Kaisis. The Mechaber, the Shumas Desh, says you can't even have the Dalet Kaisis But that's the din. Matzah is an exception. In other words, what do you see from Taisus? This is the point we want to talk about. That in Zman of Taisefus Shabbos, Taisus Yom Tov, you can be Yoitz of the Mitzvahs. Matzah is the exception. So on that, Rabbi Chanan asks a kasha from a Gemara in Ksubis. We'll say at the Gemara, this way we'll go a little quick. The Gemara says, how do you know that a father owns Maisi Yadea of a Naira? Right? A girl who's between 12 and 12 and a half, 12, she brought pubic hairs, Shnei Cyrus, and for 6 months she's called a Naira. The Mishnah says that if she works, right, the money goes to her father. So Gemara wants to first prove it from the fact that the father can marry her off the chuppah. Right? The father can give her over the chuppah. Right? Rashi learns that Pshat is biti nasati, which is told by Kedusha, also refers to chuppah. Other Rishayim say different reasons. But whatever it is, the Gemara says that a father can give his daughter over. Now, chuppah, Kedushin, he can accept Kedushin, she can be at home. But chuppah, she has to be by the chuppah. In order to do chuppah, right, the Gemara says that since chuppah has to do with bia, you need to be the person. You cannot make a shliach. Ish makash bar shlucha is only Kedushin. Chuppah you can't send. Even if he's the biggest masman in the world and you can send for the chasana of shliach, the chuppah he has to be there. Right? But a kaponim, so how could he do that? He's being mevatel her. She's got a job in IBM. She's making who knows how much money. And he's taking her, he's being mevatel her. So Zariah, he must have Maisidash. Gemara says, no, it's not true. It's talking about that he was Makadosh at night. Night, people usually don't work. Inami, he married her off Bishabasis for Yom Tovim, but people don't work. Even though Kibega says, you can find Midaraisa ways of making money on Shabbos too, right? So it's only the Rabbanan, but whatever, that's a separate question. So the Gemara says, the father married her off on Shabbos in Yom Tov. Fractisis, Yom Tov? How could you marry on Yom Tov? The din is that there's two. The first problem is you can't make a kinyan on Yom Tov. He said, okay, that's Durabonin. But there's another din. We don't get married on Chol HaMoed. Nobody ever went to Chas on Chol HaMoed. Why not? Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha v'samachta b'chagecha v'o b'lo ishtecha. Let's go with that tam. The shaila if it's two different tamim. But whatever it is, the Gemara says v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. Right? The simchas of Yom Tov has to be this because of Yom Tov and not because of something else. Not because of his marriage. Therefore, the din is you can't get married on Yom Tov. Right? You can't get married on Yom Tov. That's the din. So since you can't get married, and that's a drasha deraisa. So Fractaisa, what do you mean this guy married her off on Yom Tov? How could he go ahead and marry on Yom Tov? It's an issa deraisa to get married on Yom Tov. How could Gemara say the case where the father married her off and he's not mevatel ma'aseh daim, is he married over Yom Tov? You can't do that. So let's take a look at Taisa. Number three. The muscle of Shabbos Yom Tov. Afagav da amar b'mar yikotin, even though we said mar yikotin, the Gemara says samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, de ain noisim mashim b'chula shomay, na chol amay yikin get married, mishum de ain marvin simcha simcha, that seems to put the two together, it's on the gear right now. V'drasha gemurihi, k'da amar b'chagi, because the Gemara says over there, what does this man damu do with this pasuk, and what does this man damu do with pasuk? So Gemara says, he dashes it, v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. So he sees the raisa, ikala meymar. So Tosfos says the case is the hocha ivy sha'achas means a literally an hour, but means a time amount. Lifnei Yom Tov shuuki Yom Tov inin melacha the Tosfos the raisa ubetela ba'isa shamelach. Or it's you're right on Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed he can't marry her because samachta b'chagecha l'ishtecha. It's talking about he married her on Tosfos Yom Tov. So therefore she can't work, and you have no problem of samachta b'chagecha. So the question is, why not? Why isn't there a problem? The din is you can't get married on Yom Tov because it's a chiv simcha. So Taisa seems to be saying that on Taisis Yom Tov, there is no chiv simcha. Why shouldn't it be a chiv on Taisis Yom Tov? Why shouldn't it be a chiv on Taisis Yom Tov? If the simcha, just like you say that on Taisis Yom Tov, you could be Yaitse Suda Shabbos, you could be Yaitse Kiddush, you could be Yaitse Matzah if not for the special pasuk. So there's a din of simcha. So why isn't it called Eim Arvim Simcha B'Simcha?
The same thing. I mean, the Simcha is on. The time is actually on.
Why?
It's Saturday. That's the word. It's
right. But why should Simcha... Before. Right. So why is Simcha different than Suda? Why should... That's the Rebbe Chanan's question. Why should it be different than Suda? If just like Tosfos says, you can be Yetzer Suda at that point, you should have a Chi of Simcha too. What's the difference?
Same way you're not even laughing. Others. So definitely not. You could be making Kiddush. But what are you in violation of? same way you're not in violation of Lavim at the Tazan, Marav Tosefta.
No, you're not. You
could be Yoyz something, you could fulfill Mitzvah.
Yeah, but as it, right, so isn't there a Chiv Simcha? If it's a Chiv Simcha, is it? Just like you know, there's a it's well, din melacha,
and the day is the chag. It's not yet.
Said, why not?
It's not yet that. It's not Saturday yet. It's not
you're Saturday. Right.
And it's linked to true. The date. It's linked to the date.
Why? Why simcha linked to the date? Because why isn't the Suda linked to the date?
The Rosh Hashanah is the time of the Gemara, aren't we?
What?
The more the Rosh Hashanah.
Right. So what's the difference? If there's a chiyuv simcha, there should be a chiyuv simcha. Is there a chiyuv simcha? Not. Why not? If there's a chiyuv Suda, there's a chiyuv Kiddush. Chiv matzah, if not for pasuk, so why shouldn't you say?
Well, the Rabbis Leila Risha. Achalak we mentioned last week. The Rabbis.
That's a different thing. We spoke about last week, sir. Simcha related to korbanos,
so like chagiga, right? Only at night.
Yes, so we mentioned last week that could be that at night there's no chiv simcha, but in pashtus there's no chiv simcha of korbanos, but there's a chiv simcha of simcha. Lamashal, there's no avelus. Yom Tov by night. So Pashas, now we're going, not what we said last week. Okay, now, so to answer
would
that,
would there be a
Velas? The what?
Would there be a Velas?
If what? That's, oh, in Tosis Yom Tov? Oh, would there be a, yeah, there would be, should be a Velas. Okay. I mean, it's not that Negeya, because usually levels gets up before. Right, and a Hanami. Good point. But whatever it is, that's what Tais seems to say, that there's no Chiyuv Simcha, so that's a Bachan Stira. Why are you Yaitza Matzah there for not for the Gzrasa Kos? So to answer this, we will do a Magen Avram. But before we do the Magen Avram, I want to just show you a Halacha, and then we'll ask questions, and the Magen Avram will have that. Let's skip the 7. Okay? Now we know, number 7, page 2, on the second side of the... I don't know how you hit it over here. Oh, I see. Okay, page 2, right.
Aren't those things you mentioned, Kiddush and Matzah, these are all positive things you can do. You can satisfy, but even if they're not what we do,
right.
Still do something. But Simcha, now we're saying it's a negative, it's a restriction.
So but Simcha is a mitzvah. Just you comes out of there, then that Eim Arvin Simcha b'Simcha. I hear the chilek, but I'm not really sure what that means. You're saying is a mitzvah could be there is Simcha, but there's no problem of Eim Arvin Simcha. Why not? It goes together, l'chayim. Okay, so let's look at this halacha and Shulchan Aruch. We know that Sukkos by night, there's a special mitzvah. Sukkos by night. The first night of Sukkos, that we eat in the Sukkah is not because you're eating a Yom Tov meal or you're eating and therefore you have to eat in the Sukkah. There's a special mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah the night of Sukkos. Ad kedei kach, the Ramah, the Rosh, Paskins, you even eat when it rains. Halacha l'maisa, that's a hoshayla with Pesach mountain and Sukkos. But there's a special chiv. In other words, there's a mitzvah. How do you know that? The Gemara says, tezvav. Right? You learn out, nema chamisha so b'chaga matzahs, nema chamisha so b'chaga Sukkos. Just like on Pesach, there's a din be'erev teichlu matzahs, so too there's a din that Sukkos by night, one has to eat in the Sukkos by night. So let's just see the halacha. Achil b'sukkah b'leilah yom tov rishon chayva, right? It's an obligation. It's not like the rest of it. Oh, if you want to eat, you want to eat breakfast, go into your sukkah. No, you have to. Afilo achol kazayis b'yotzei dechavos. Mekam ve'elach v'shus. Ratzah lechol suda, soy b'sukkah. Ratzah einoich achol zayin al peiris klayas chutz ha'sukkah. Kedin sukkah echol. Kedin achilas matzah pesach. That's the mechav, right? Zok the Ramah. This is a base yes. V'lo yoichol b'layla rishayna ad sheyeh vaday layla. Same thing. Just like Pesach by night, you can't eat it till it gets dark, till Tzeisik HaChavim, because of the Karban Pesach, because of the Karban Pesach. So therefore we see that the matzah has to be eaten at night. So too Sukkos by night, you have to eat tafka at night. We don't make an early Sukkos. V'yoichol koim chatzais, not only that, you have to eat before chatzais, right? Because just like the matzah has to be eaten before chatzais, we paskin. V'lo yechol yayim b'chatzais. Same thing. In the afternoon, we don't eat. Kadesh yechol b'sukkah tov dum yechiz. Okay, that's the din. Now, so I want to ask you the following question: what if one is mekabel sukkahs early? Mekabel, you're right. He lives in England. I imagine it's who knows till what time it's there, right? And he's mekabel yom tov early. It's fine, right? Is there anything wrong? Give me a kabbal yom tov. Forget mitzvah. No one's saying that there's no din of Tosefis yom tov. About the Pesach by night, we're mekabel yom tov early. You just can't be yotze matzah. So you can't be yotze lelel achilas tezvav. Okay, so now you're in a place where it gets dark 11 o'clock. Till you're going to start sukkahs by night. So what I would tell the person to do is the following. I would tell the person, start sit in a sukkah, right? Sit in a sukkah, eat your meal, right? 8 o'clock, right? Shmooze. And then when it gets 11, oh, it's 11, it says, take out a kazayas of bread and eat it to be yaitz.
Make a leshev a sukkah then.
Why then?
You can make it earlier when you're not meeting the kinds of mitzvah when you started earlier.
You do it all the days, no?
Here you're not meeting the kind of mitzvah until...
Which mitzvah?
Leshev a sukkah.
No, that's the point. No, Samson, that's the point. The mitzvah achilas sukkah leil tezvav, but it's no different than eating on a chol hamoed breakfast, no? Lunch. So that you can be mekayim early, right? Sudas yom tov, you can be mekayim. Eating can be mekayim. So what Sam is saying, can you make the bracha early? What? Yisrael Yankov says yes. Joe.
Why should it be different than Shabbos?
Right. Just, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, okay? Vaday Laila. Da achilas sukkah b'layla rishayinu hudum yachilas matzah b'layla shakzibba b'erev tachla hainu mishnah techshach v'im birich b'en ha-shmashas. If you made a bracha b'en ha-shmashas v'ochel kazayas tzarech, no, it's, the guy made a mistake. He didn't know what time Tzeis Kehovim was. Tzeis Kehovim is 8:15, 8:30, let's say. So he ate at 8 o'clock, a half hour too early, let's say. Right? And so it was Bein HaShmashas. Now, so he made a, right, and he made a bracha then. So tzarech lachzav alecho kazayis b'lai levadai, avbikas leishu besukah lo yivarach shenis. Why? The sveik bracha zaka, suffik bracha zaka.
What if he did it? According to what we're saying, what's the
suffik? Oh, very good, Sam. According to what we're saying, not like Sam, he's asking, so what's the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah? Why is it suffer brachas ha'akol? He said, you know what? He sat down, he davened. That means he was makabel yom tov already. The bracha, the reason he doesn't go back to say the bracha is why? I would say it's because he was yaitzer the bracha already. When he made Bein HaShmashas as a suffix, only legabe being yaitzer, not being yaitzer. But why should you say that his bracha, the reason he doesn't make a bracha again is because... It's because the suffix bracha is hakel. The reason he doesn't make a bracha again is because he was yaitzer the bracha. He made the bracha. Right, so one could say, well, maybe this guy wouldn't have been makabel yom tov. It was a mistake. I don't know. It's a point, Sam is saying. The mukkar in Shartzin, it says, is a bikuri yankov, meaning the aruch haner, as you know. In bikuri yankov, it says, taka a little more. Let's take a look at 9. Vada layel, v'nir li, the kiddush yochel lasus mebiyoy yom tzatzi. That's what he said in Achanami. Accept Yom Tov early, make Kiddush. Meboy Yom Tzasi Yain. That makes sense. Let me see mine for a second. One second. Yeah, it's a mistake. Ubrachas leisha besukah. Right, I'm sorry. Right. It's brachas, what? Yeah, ubrachas leisha besukah. It was brachas on the base. Ubrachas leisha besukah, right. No, the brachas leisha besukah vamoitzi yoyma belayla. I know it's like this. He was makabel yom tov early. Make kiddush, gesunta heit. Right? But leisha besukah namoitzi yoyma belayla. Why? That's the feel of a Pesach heavy shari ilam mishum dalat koisus. Right? If not for the kiddush, that you have to make the kiddush at night too, like we said. Kamoshkos raisim atop on base. Umiu kiven doim a sukkah, but v'achak asman tzoch lemagam a kiddush b'layla. Right? Because the kiddush should be there because he says sukkah asman to say that. V'im ta'a, he made a mistake. V'kiddush b'bayd yoyim. Ubirach gam leishu b'sukkah. V'shechiyon. Nearly. The b'shchein yotze, because make it, then you can make a shechianu on sukkah when you build the sukkah. Gam mishum sukkah. The medina gemara sukkah. Memzayin yochel var shechianu on sukkah. Kvar koyim yotzev. B'shas to see it. Aval leishu b'sukkah tzorech lachse v'levarech. Why does he have to make the bracha again? V'yoychel kazayis b'la. I understand, but why not? Why can't he go ahead and eat and make a bracha leishu? It's no different than the rest of sukkahs. In a chanami, he's not yaitz the din of tezvav, but why shouldn't the bracha be a good bracha? That's the question. That's the question. Okay? That's the question on the Shabur's Psach on the Bukur Yang. So to answer this and to answer Pshat and Taisis, let's take a look at a fascinating Magen Avraham. Before we do the Magen Avraham,
you are listening to BensTorah.com.
Share a grizz on the Rambam. I'll speak it out a little longer. Okay, so now we have a din that you make of Dala Matzei Shabbos, right? The reason I'm saying is Pesach should get back here, that we all know, right? You ever make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos? What can't you do before Havdalah?
Eat.
Eat, right? And what else? I'm saying Malach. I mean, let's say if you didn't say Havdalah and Tefillah. You can't, why can't you do Malach?
Because
you
didn't make
Havdalah. Because you didn't make Havdalah, right. And what? So?
Because Havdalah is like Kiddush
Shabbos. 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 Shabbos.
Well, I have to. Well, I don't know why you have to use the word kiddush. I don't know why you're putting that word. Because you didn't make Avdali yet, you're telling me. And therefore, what?
It's still Shabbos.
Okay? It's taking place a little too long. It's still Shabbos. Okay? Okay. So now, why can't you eat?
Because you have a mitzvah to do, and you have to do it.
Oh, because we find a lot of mitzvahs that you can't eat before you do them, right? You can't eat before Kiddush either, right? You can't drink before Kiddush. Why is that? There are mitzvahs you can't eat before Krishna. Kiddush is different than most mitzvahs in that, as most mitzvahs, you can't have a suda, but you can eat something. Kiddush, you can't even drink water. Oh, okay. So far we said things that mistumi, you know. You have to make Avdalah Matzah Shabbos.
Okay. Okay.
Basically what we said. So...
What?
So one second. So the pshat is... The Kiveger, the Shulchan Aruch said, because Kiddush is supposed to be done right away. In other words, certain things you don't eat because it takes you away from the mitzvah. You might be afraid. You'll sit down, have a big meal. It'll schlep out, and you'll forget. You didn't say Krishna, you didn't do whatever it is. You didn't dav mar. You didn't say the Megillah. You didn't do Bedikas Chametz. Kiddush, you got to do right away. So anything you're doing, like eating, we procrastinate. We do. The Ramam Apana has a limud chusam, but lemais you're not supposed. You're supposed to make Kiddush right away. Okay. So you're telling me there's two different halachas. There's a halacha not to eat before Kiddush, not to do halachas. That's the Brisker Rav Shaila. Brisker Rav Shaila is basically. It's like this. It's listen to Rambam. Also, la adam lechol lishlus yain meshkir shiyem hashkav v'chem meshiyetsa yem also la lahaskel lechol v'lishlus v'lasus malacha olitam klum atchiyavda. Rambam says you can't eat, you can't drink, you can't taste, you can't do malacha, you can't. Nira medivrei Rambam de gam isur dasias malacha kisur dachil meshtiya. They go together. The reason you can't do malacha is. Not because what you said, Tosef is Shabbos, but rather than what? Because it's still Shabbos, called my name Avdalah. Because you can't eat a drink before Avdalah, you can't be preoccupied with something else. You're doing something that's taking away from Avdalah. In other words, the same reason you can't eat, that's what Brisker Rav Shaila is. Vim came, near me divaram, the gam isur da siyas malacha ki isur da chil shtia, v'ti'ima, the ikar isur mishum chayvis Avdalah hu, because he has a mitzvah of Avdalah, therefore he can't do malacha. Like the Gemara says, meaning it's a din because it might take away Avdalah. Then he says, maybe not. Other Rishayim, he says, maybe it depends. There's Machlokes Rishayim Taka, what Isurim you're allowed to do. If the Pshat is you can't do heavy Malacha, Pshat is you're afraid it'll take away from the Avdalah. But if you can't do any Malacha at all, then like you were saying, it's Kedusha Sayyam. So yeah, it's a nice Shaila, and the Brisker of his Marich here and back and forth in Rishayim, what the sheet is. But the basic shaila is that you're not allowed to do malacha before Havdalah. Okay? Is it because it's still Shabbos, calls my Yamavdah, but it's a whatever it is, a Din Darbanu, we'll call it whatever it is. It's still, you still have to be Noik Shabbos. Remember, we're talking about you didn't daven yet. Or, I think he's in a place where until he gets a minion, who knows, but he's by the Sands. I once went Shalashudas, I traveled in the mountains to hear the sons of the Kloisenberger Rebbe speak, Shalashudas, right? But yeah, whatever, right? I'm not talking about, we once in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yeshua Kerlin and I, Rabbi Yeshua wanted a bracha, so he ran there, it was like 12 o'clock at night. We had a Malka of Yeshiva, so he ran there 12 at night, and he figured he could still get him by Malav Malka. So he goes there and said, it's over. So, okay, it's pretty early. The next day, we're going to the airport, so Label Williger, the Rosh Kerlin Tervadas, who's Mechutin, 10 minutes before the plane, he's running to get on there. So where'd you come from? He says, I'm coming back from Malav Malka. I said, Malav Malka where? He says, by the Amshinav, we just finished it now, Sunday night. That was Shalashudas. The night before was Shalashudas. But anyway, I hope, maybe it was Sudashni, I don't know. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about, you know what Yenison once told me, there were three types of chassidim. Ben, where's Ben? I have to be careful, I don't know. Three types of chassidim were not in the Cheta Eagle. So Lubavitch, Breslov, and Amshinov. The Breslov said, he's dead. Moshe's dead, great, we have a Rebbe now. And the Lubavitch said, who says he's dead? And Amshinov says, who says he's late? He's not late. But, so I heard from Rabbi Yonis, it's like I said. But anyway, Koponim, it's Shal Shudas, and now you want to do Malacha, right? So you can't, because you have to have Avdala. Why not? Because before Avdala, that's the Shaila. Is it because it's still Shabbos till you make Avdala? Or because since you have a din Avdala, you can't be Yosef. That's the Shaila of the Brisker.
So now I want. How do you like the camel for Avdala?
What?
How do you
like the camel? It's a good point. You can't. How you can't. You have to say Avdala and then, it's a good point. Okay. Now.
But you can't say it's a sin issue, right? If you say Shabbos.
Yeah. So Avada, we're going to say that's a din of like Tosefta Shabbos. Okay, right. Right? Or you say Bocha Mavdal, right? And so forth. But whatever it is, you're right. And a Chanami. Now, the din of candles is a separate halacha. The din is you can make candle, if you don't have a candle, you can make a candle later on, you can make some later on. And a chanami, right?
On Erev Shabbos, we say it's plaga mincha, an hour and a quarter.
Yeah.
What's the shear after?
I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know. But Akupam, so now I want to ask you like this. Matzei Shabbos, right? Matzei Pesach, right? It's already passed, and a guy wants to now eat chametz. He wants to eat chametz before Havdalah. Can he eat chametz before Havdalah?
Yes.
So 1 second. So you'll tell me, okay, what?
Yes, it's not Pesach here. It's not Pesach anymore.
Why? Wouldn't it depend on this brisker rav?
No, you can't do malacha because it's yontif.
Right.
But it's not Pesach.
But when you say it's Yomtov, what are you saying? It's Tosefes Yomtov. So Tosefes Yomtov has all the din of Yomtov, including. Why not? Issachar. If you makabel Pesach early, you can eat chametz. Let's say if you hold, there's no issa mechatzayis.
The chametz is the mitzvah of the year, not the kedushas of the year.
What do you mean?
It's two separate things.
Let's see. So look at this Magen Avraham.
When the Vulnagoy made
Havdalah, then you could drink beer.
No, but he, at the same time, he had the beer.
What?
Oh, he had the beer in his hand.
Right, okay.
So
you're right. So it'd be like, you're right. If you didn't, according to this, if you didn't say Mavdal, if you didn't say Tefillah, don't get beer. Okay, Nishke Frelich. Okay. I mean, it's a minute to make beer, but not. So look at this Magen Avraham in page 1. Misha Hischel, that's the Magen Avraham, top tzadikah. Misha Hischel Lechol, b'motzoi Pesach meba'oid yoyim, v'nimshach ad alayla. You hear? In other words, what is it talking about? He's eating Shal Shudas, right? Even though we don't eat Shal Shudas in Yom Tov, but many people do. On the last day of Pesach, what? Ne'il Sachak. Not everybody washes for Ne'il Sachak.
The
grah holds as a geisa inyan. Okay, good. But you did it, right? You're eating a suda, you're eating what we call shal shudas. V'nim shachad lila. It's going in the night. In other words, there's no problem eating before Avdalah. because you're in the Suda. Once you started the Suda, you can eat. Vadaimus Spalo, Vihivdal, he didn't daven, he didn't make Abdullah. Sarach Ian Imutta Lechel Chametz. Is he allowed to eat Chametz? The Lechayra nearest Shemutta Lechel. Why? Kivin Shechashka Laila, since it already became Nark, Hevi Choy Lechol Mili, Ela Shechamim Amru Shasal Las Malacha, At Sheyavdo Betfila. Let's stop there. In other words, at this point, it sounds like the Brisker of Shaila, right? In other words, why can't I do malacha before Avdallah? Is it because I'm not allowed to be Isaac and something else before Avdallah? So I can't eat. But over here I'm allowed to eat. What's the reason I'm allowed to eat? Because I'm still eating Shal Shudas. Or is it because the Kedusha Sayyim is still there? Oh, if it's Kedusha Sayyim, then Kedusha Sayyim says that what? That it's that I can't eat Chametz. Because it's... Okay, that sounds like he's saying is...
You say Yal V'yavah by mention.
What?
You say Yal V'yavah by mention.
Okay.
Because you ate during Yom Tov, that
would
be a bad
thing. What? What do you say?
Like Shabbos, you say Shabbos. You still say
so you ate chametz, and you say Yal V'yavah. Okay.
Get the best of both worlds.
Well, let's see. Let's see. Let's first see the Magen Avraham. Aval issa chametz ein toloi behavdallah. Oh, why not? So he looks like, it sounds like he's going to say the Brisker of Zvart. Sharei af b'chol amayid asa lechol chametz. What are those few words? That even chol amayid, it's asa to eat chametz. Ulechein kivin shechasheicha mutal lechol chametz. The Magen Avraham says you could eat chametz there. That's his psak. Why could you eat chametz?
It's not has to do with the dates when Pesach is. When the dates are
why?
Pesach.
Why?
Not totally.
Why? Well, that's what I'm asking.
That's what he's saying.
But he says more. He says because af b'chol amayid
us. But because eating chametz is not totally in yontif.
Oh, very good. Okay, one second. Before we, I didn't tell you to do Mishabura.
You did. Yes, from six.
Yes. Where is that?
Page 2.
Oh. Six. Right. I'm sorry. I looked it up. Look at Mishabura 6. The second line. Mishi hischa lecho b'motzei Pesach mibayid yoyim ad alayla v'adayin lo yispalil v'hivdil mutal lecho chametz v'kim shkshaycha v'alayla chomili al shcham asu. He doesn't bring that part. Ad shiyavdil. Amnam. Ah, very good. There's the old Mishabura and the new Mishabura. So what does that mean? The old Mishabura, the ones that we got when we were kids, said something else. And for years I had kashas on it. In the old Mishabruas, which I can't find anywhere around anymore, right? Yeah, I'm saying not in the Yeshiva, it's all new Mishabruas. It used to say like this. He says, Nira, it seems to me, that's only if he didn't wash, if he didn't eat bread. If he didn't eat bread, he could go ahead and, Mimi Matzah, he could go ahead and eat chametz. He says, but if he washed, he's got a problem. Why? Because how's he going to say Yalla V'yavoy? Okay? Which doesn't make sense. Why? Not Joel's time is a good time. Because what do you mean he didn't wash? If he didn't wash, he can't eat. How could he eat without... How could he keep eating if he didn't wash? If you ate mezainas, you ate fruit, you can't eat during the night. So in the, then, later on, they put on new mishmeruas, they wrote that in the Ksav Yad of the Chofetz Chaim, it said something else, and I see they correct it. So this is the correct version. I didn't know what would come out. Look, it says, Amna, im adayin lo birach berachas amazin, bevaday ein lo lechol chametz, if you didn't bench. Darei yitztarach loy meyal v'yavoy, mishum dalzin imbos es tchal sasuda. Mishum ken yetat es sasuda. I don't know what it means. Over here, it's not so, I think it's a little different even in this Ksav Yad. I mean, adayin lo birach berachas amazin. Yeah, this is the old one. Sorry. What do you mean, dain lo birch? And so he's saying is, so what's the case? Dain lo birch, birch, sma vadal ein alocha. So when could he eat? When he did bench? If you bench, you can't eat. But whatever it is, the Mishabur's taina is, you can't say yalvi. That's not the zaitika taina. But what does the Magen Avraham himself mean that you can eat chametz because it's also even a chalamayt? I think Gavriel said it. There's a big difference. He's saying is, what is the din of Taisus Yom Tov? Taisus Yom Tov means you're makabel Yom Tov early. Therefore, if you're makabel Yom Tov early, you could be yoitza the mitzvahs of Yom Tov. Like what? matzah, if not for the gezeirah kasher, sukkah, if not for the gezeirah kasher, right? And so forth. Sudas Shabbos, Kiddush. Now let's ask ourselves, what about chametz? What about chametz? Oh, so what is that a din in Yom Tov or a din in the Chag? It's a din, that's what you're saying. It's not a din in Yom Tov, that's what you're saying. It's not a din in the Yom Tov. It's not a din in Kedushas Yom Tov. Haraya, because chametz is all 7 days. That's what you say. Af b'cholamayit is also. In other words, Tosefes Yom Tov, that according to Tosefes, allows you to be yoytze, the mitzvahs of Yom Tov, is only mitzvahs that relate to the Yom Tov. Mitzvahs that relate to the Yom Tov. Mitzvahs that have to do with the Chag, meaning not Yom Tov, right? Shavuos is one day Yom Tov, but Sukkot and Pesach have Chol HaMoed too. What's an example? Mat Chametz. Chametz is all 7 days. On that, the Magen Avraham seems to be saying that on that, you can't be Mekabel. This is what I always learned for many years. Then I found the Chalkas Yoiv, and he says, which we'll see, so he says this pshat, and I'll tell you the Mar Mokum he says in a minute. But in other words, what the Magen Avraham seems to be saying is, the din of Tosefes Yom Tov is only mitzvahs that have to do with the Yom Tov, the Kedushas Yom Tov. Something that has to do with the Chag, Pesach, all 7 days you have to go ahead and not eat chametz. So that you can't make, in other words, that we allow to eat, you can't do malacha before Yom Tov. If you say that the pshat is, it's Taka Kedushas Yom Tov, that's the Gabe malacha. For instance, Taka, what happens if you come home, right? And now it's Yom Tov. I'm sorry, you didn't make Avdalah yet. So if you didn't make Avdalah yet, it's still Yom Tov. Are you allowed to cook? Yes, one is allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Right? One is allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Right? Can one cook for after Yom Tov? No. So what? You can't cook for after Yom Tov on Yom Tov Tov. In that Zman, before Yom Tov ends, can one cook, put up the pot of coffee for, pot of water for coffee? Can he do it before he makes Avdallah?
And he wants to eat it then.
Huh?
He's going to eat it after Avdallah.
Or he wants to cook, you're right, he wants to use it for Avdallah, let's say. He wants to use it for Avdallah. It would be mutter. Why? Because if you say it's not because you're being Isaac and Malach, it's because Kedushas Yom Tov. Kedushas Yom Tov allows you to cook. You're cooking for Avdallah, why not? You're going to use it for right now, for this Avdallah. It's a tzarech for Avdallah. Could be. But let's go back to over here. In other words, what we see from the Magen Avraham is, a chayra, that Tosefes Yom Tov is only dinim of Yom Tov, not dinim of the Chag. Let's go back to the Shiloh with Sukkah. When you're Mekabel Sukkah's early, so what was the Taina? L'chayra, if you're Mechuyif to eat in the Sukkah. I say, if you're Mekabel Yom Tov early, you don't have to sit in the Sukkah. Why? Because sitting in a Sukkah, it's all 7 days. B'shuvas Yomim. That's not a Yom Tov Dikah Din. There's a din of they have to eat the first night. That doesn't help to be Mekabel early because it's like Pesach. But what? It's at night. But Legabe sitting in a Sukkah. That's what the Aruch Neir says and the Mishnah Berurah. It's not a bracha. You can't make. Why can't you make the bracha then? Because there's no mitzvah of sitting in a Sukkah. Or it's Enochram. You can make Kiddush, but you're not Mechuyif to sit in a Sukkah. Therefore, the bracha is a bracha of Atala then. We asked, okay, good. You're not yaitz in the mitzvah till at night time. But you sat in the sukkah. You can make a leisha b'sukkah. Tarek says, no, you can't make a leisha b'sukkah. Then why?
Why isn't it sukkah?
What?
Well, why isn't it sukkah?
It's not. Because it is sukkah. It's the Gabi Yom Tov of sukkah, not the Chag of sukkah. What mechayiv to sit in the sukkah is Shivas Yamin. The Leil Tezvav, that's Tolein Laila, like Pesach. The Shivas Yamin, you can't do. Oh, so now let's go back. Let's go back to our Tosfos. What was the Machanetz Kasha? Matzah, what is that? A Yom Tov Dikadin or Chag Dikadin? Matzah is only one night. What matzah is only one day? Yom Tov. That, you would have to accept as Yom Tov, if not for the special pasuk. But Simcha, where does Simcha come from? All 8 days, all 7 days. V'samachta b'chagecha. A halva Simcha Shmaini Yomim, it says in the Mishnah. Simcha is not a din in Yom Tov. So that's what Tosfos says. If you makabel Yom Tov early, there's no chi of simcha. Why? Because simcha is not tolei on Yom Tov. It's tolei on the Chag, and that you can't be mekabel early. So many years later, I found the Chalkas Yoiv in Kavak Hashanas. He says, "Lefi ma shekosav Tosfos ksubis mem zayin va'ayin magen Avram She'ein Tosefes Lechag Rak LeYomtiv. It's clear what he learned in that one sentence. I mean, yes, some kind of kasha. No, maybe the kasha. Maybe we'll stop. I'll look it up, and maybe we could just see the kasha. But in other words, that answers the what's a Bechonis kasha? Taisus has a half says you could be yotzei matzah Tosefes Yomtiv if not for the gzeres kasha. Yeah, matzah is a din in Yomtiv. So Tosefes Yomtiv makes it Yomtiv. So you could eat. Tosefes Yomtiv makes it chiv suda. Chiv suda is Yomtiv. No chiv suda on Chol HaMoed. It's a chiv suda. The way we pass it. Chiv suda is because of Yomtiv. Right? Kiddush is because of Yomtiv. There's no Kiddush in Chol HaMoed. But Simcha, there's all 7 days. That does not exist.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.